This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending April 6th of 2024, more prognostications on when the central bank may cut rates, which major cities are attracting the most home buyers, and why artificial intelligence could have a negative impact on commercial real estate. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week. Fed Chief Jerome Powell expressed caution about when we might see the first interest rate cut. While many economists have been predicting 3 rate cuts this year, with the first happening in June, Powell said it's too soon to say exactly when it may be appropriate to begin the rate-cutting process. He spoke at Stanford University, saying, "Recent readings on both job gains and inflation have come in higher than expected, and that policymakers believe rate cuts may be possible later this year, but they need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably down towards the central bank's 2% target." While several Fed officials spoke out, Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic had the most cautious outlook. In an interview with CNBC, he said he's expecting just 1/4-point rate cut towards the end of the year. Meanwhile, San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly said that 3 rate cuts seem like a very reasonable baseline. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester said the decision will depend on how each official interprets the incoming data. They'll be getting reports for March, April, and May before they meet in June. Investopedia reports that financial markets are forecasting a 60% chance that the central bank will implement the first rate cut at that meeting. One thing that's boosting the Fed's belief that waiting longer is better is the strength of the job market. This past week, jobless claims were slightly higher to 221,000, but failed to prove any weakening of the job market. Plus, the number of ongoing claims were down 19,000 to a total of 1.79 million. A report on job openings also confirmed the strength of the job market. The Labor Department says there were 8.8 million job openings in February, as they were also in January. Those numbers are down from a peak of 12 million in 2022, but are still higher than they were before the pandemic. And a third report on the number of people hired was a big surprise. Wall Street economists predicted an increase of 200,000, but the government reported a gain of 300,000. The unemployment rate also dropped from 3.9% to 3.8%. It appears that high interest rates did have an impact on construction spending, though. The Commerce Department reports that it fell 0.3% in February to a total of $2.1 trillion. Private residential construction was up, though, by 0.7%, with single-family construction spending up 1.4% and multifamily construction spending down by 0.2%. Mortgage rates were mixed this past week. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was up 3 basis points to 6.82%, while the 15-year was down 5 points to 6.06%. And in other news making headlines, home buyers may be doing a U-turn as return-to-office policies attract them back to major metros. Realtor.com reports that large metros continue to heat up as home buyers return to office and look for a home near business hubs. The report says these areas pulled in about 11% more views per listing than was typical in the U.S. in February, and homes spent 15% fewer days on the market than the U.S. median. Cities in the West showed the strongest pull in this direction. The top 5 most desirable areas were Las Vegas, Phoenix, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties in California, and Los Angeles. Millennials have now surpassed baby boomers as the largest contingent of home buyers. In a survey conducted in July of last year, the National Association of Realtors found that millennials now make up 38% of the home buying market, while boomers account for 31%. During the previous year, the numbers were 22% for millennials and 39% for boomers. The report also shows that the percentage of first-time home buyers rose from 26% to 32%. Of those first-time home buyers, millennials accounted for 70 to 75% over the last year. While the labor market is showing a lot of strength right now, some economists are predicting artificial intelligence could do significant damage to income levels, the job market, consumer spending, and commercial real estate. In a new report by economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia and the International Monetary Fund, they say, quote, AI may undermine labor's share of national income, and technological innovation could, for the first time, permanently reduce the importance of labor in the economy, even if full employment is maintained. With reduced income levels, consumers would have less money to spend on goods and services. That, in turn, could have an impact on the economy and commercial real estate. Today, about 68% of the GDP is due to consumer spending. Well, that's it for today. To keep up with the latest in real estate, the economy, and rental market investing, sign up for a free membership at realwealth.com. And while you're there, check out the live events calendar for information on our upcoming live event in May. It's our Real Wealth Investor Summit on Saturday, May 4th in San Francisco. We'll have several property teams giving presentations on their markets and a cocktail party in the evening. Well, that's it for today. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.